This last month or so, we have been talking about different aspects of our life that are especially painful to us. Loneliness and fear. When we feel desperate or lonely, or I already said that, didn't I? When we're in despair. And if you notice, these balloons, they have these words written on them. Betrayal. Things like that that we've been talking about that we all experience in our life. And today, you see, we celebrate God winning the war. Today, we celebrate God, through Jesus Christ, overcoming all those things. And so, as we come together today, we want to visibly show those things being released. And now, I know if this is your first time you've heard of this, you may have a difficulty doing this, but those who have followed us along, and do your best if today is your first day, take a moment here and let us celebrate and release all of these painful things that we experience in our life. We're going to start with 3, 2, 1, and then they're going to release them, all right? And let us give a great big holler whenever we let them go, all right? Are you ready? Start with 3. 3, 2, 1. Release them.
Wow, what an experience this morning, huh? All right, you've seen all of these young people. We want all of those kids right back down here front and center. I don't know if we've got all room for all of them, but we'll try and fit them all in.
We'll make room.
And Anita Campbell is going to do the children's message this morning. Come on down, kids. We got a traffic jam over here, but we can work it out. Let them through.
Guys look so nice. Do any of you have on new clothes? Did you get new clothes for Easter? Yes. Yes, you look very pretty. Why is today a special day?
Jesus rose from the dead.
Right, Jesus rose from the dead. We're celebrating that today. Very special day in our church and in our lives. You know what? What reminds me every year of Jesus' resurrection are Easter flowers. Do any of you have flowers like this in your yard that come up Easter time? Right, daffodils, or some people call them jonquils, and they come up every year. And they lay in the ground, the bulbs do, all winter. They're kind of, well, they're dead. And then the sun comes out and warms the earth, and we get pretty Easter flowers. And it's a reminder that Jesus rose from the dead. That's what makes me think of every time I see them. It's a reminder, it's spring. Life is beginning again. And it's a special time. You know, I was picking these out of my yard to bring to you, and I didn't have quite enough. I thought there'd be a lot of little children here today. So on the way to town, I stopped at Janice Gatliff Hughes' house because I knew she wouldn't care if I took some. And my girls were saying, Mom, you're not supposed to do that. Because, see, I taught them not to do that, but I was doing that. And as soon as I got to church, I said, Janice, is it okay if I cut flowers out of your yard? She said, oh, sure, that's fine. So don't ever cut flowers out of anybody's yard unless you ask, okay? Okay, but I want each of you to have one of these flowers to remind you of the resurrection and our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, who resurrection we are celebrating today. So let's all say a little prayer, and then we're all going to get flour. Okay? Dear Lord, thank you for these children. Thank you especially for our resurrected Lord. Have us to do things that you would want us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, everybody gets a flower. And my helper, my daughter, will also give you a piece of candy.
Candy.
She is the Easter bunny without the ears. And grab your cup. You got a lot of things to do up here. Okay. Take it to your mom or somebody if you don't want to.
Tell everybody.
What?
Okay. Everybody get a piece of candy. Easter bunny, get up.
The children are, during our next hymn, after they get done here, they'll be passing around little red cups. They'll be coming down the aisle for all you visitors. They collect change for missions. And there's a little fish down here, well, a big fish, actually, that's got a great big mouth. We call him Jeremiah. And he likes to live on the change that these children collect. And Jeremiah spreads that change around the world to the missions. So that's what our children do to help missions. So as the children come by with their little red cups while we're singing the next hymn, and by the way, that's My Redeemer Lives, and it's on your insert in your bulletin, and also will be on the screen.